Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. I pray that you enjoyed your weekend, that you went to church, that you read your word, that you're forever holding on to the unchangeable hand of God. There are many things that are changing. Change is a constant here. But God does not change. He is an immutable God. He change not. He is the only constant here. And his word is still alive and well in the earth. His spirit is alive and well. And we must grab a hold onto that unchanging hand of God that we might do the work of the ministry. Amen. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Let your old self die. Let it die. Die to the flesh and walk in the spirit. Amen. Let the old things go. Let them go and rise up and walk. Take up your bed and walk. Take up your cross and walk. We have been dead for too long, laying in the old grave of the self, doing the old things constantly that we did before we were saved. Now that we're saved, walk in the newness of life. Amen. Get out and do the work of the ministry. And I know sometimes we say, get up and do. And people are like, well, what do I do? Well, get up and read your word. Pray in the spirit. Let your baptism of the Holy Ghost forever reign and shine in you. And those that have not been baptized by the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, pray for the Holy Ghost to fall upon you that you may receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I'm not saying that you're not saved. I'm saying let the Holy Ghost rest and rule in you and do the work of the ministry. I was talking to my husband this weekend about the Holy Ghost. And there are many that are operating in the principles of God, but are not operating in the power of God. And then there are many that are operating in the laying on of hands and the gift of tongues and the speaking in tongues and the word of wisdom and knowledge, but they don't operate in the principles of God. Therefore, you're not operating in the fullness. You can't just be speaking in tongues all day and don't get up and go to work. And you can't go to work all day and not go and operate in the power. We must unify these things together in order to do the work that is called for us to do in today. Amen. We're going to get into the word of God, but first we're going to pray. Lord, I love you on today. Bless your holy name. We need the power to operate in our lives, and we need to operate in the principles, in the wisdom of your word, the wisdom and the fear of the Lord. The wisdom and the power must come together. Those that are wise must operate in the power, and those that have the power of the Holy Ghost must operate in your wisdom. It's got to go together. Help us and show us how to do those things together, and let it not be said that the children of the world is wiser than the children of light. Lord, you have already told us that is so. Help us to correct that. Help us to operate in your wisdom and your power. And Lord, show us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. On our last podcast, we were showing how Jesus was crucified in Matthew 27. And those things have been done. Now we move to the burial of Jesus. So when Jesus died, he took away all of our sins, everything that we have done and would do is covered under the blood of Jesus. But shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We don't continue in a lifestyle of sin saying the blood is covering. God forbid, because if we love God, we keep his commandments, period. We don't continue in sin and saying that God is going to cover us. That is crucifying Jesus afresh. God forbid. We don't do that. Now let's move on to the burial of Jesus in Matthew 27, beginning at verse 57, and we're going to do quite a bit of reading here. It says, when the even was come, then came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate, commanded the body to be delivered unto him. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre, the grave, the tomb. Now the next day that followed, the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, which they are calling Jesus a deceiver, said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. Command therefore that the grave, the tomb he made sure, be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. So they're saying, we remember what Jesus said. He says he was going to rise on the third day. I ask that your men go over there and guard the tomb so his disciples don't come and roll the stone away and say Jesus has risen from the dead. They were going to make sure, even after Jesus has died, we want to destroy every remnant, every possible rising up of this man, which the enemy is trying to do today. All the remnants of the truth of his word, let's try and destroy. Let's destroy marriage as God has said it. Let's destroy the concept of believing in God, the principles of God, the word of God. Let's come against it. Let's the era of the last be greater than the era of the first. We crucified him, but let's go and destroy everything that is associated with him. So therefore, nothing rises up in his name. That's what they wanted to do. And the enemy is doing it now. Let's do everything we can so the name of the Lord be put to death. But the devil is a liar and the father of it. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot be destroyed. And the enemy is coming against the church, but the church cannot be destroyed because Jesus says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And his name shall forever reign. So let's continue on verse 64, command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre, the grave, the tomb sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch, setting guard up. Chapter 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre, to see the grave, to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. We're going to stop right there, and we're going to continue on the word in me next time on this podcast. But what man couldn't do, the angel of the Lord came and did, and he rolled it back and he sat upon it. We're going to continue in the word in me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me next time on the word in me. God bless you.